We still here.
Here we is.
We just beyond the fuckery.
Beyond the fuckery.
DJ Unique.
That's supposed to be your man, but he told on you. Said he got nothing but love and then they fold on you. Hold your head, we got your back, we gon' be strong for you. My brother's keeper, we gon' take care of home for you. The lifestyle of a thug nigga. The risk you take when you decide you can trust niggas. The streets embrace you, hell nah, it don't love niggas. Your freaks can be bought for cheap, they offer dough, nigga. Young black man, it's hard to be optimistic. When the president, police, the white supremacists. Blue and black crime, do you know what that sentence is? A not guilty verdict with a million witnesses.
What's the deal? What's the deal? We back again, politicking per usual. We got another one, man. You already know it's your host, that boy. I'm over here introducing myself as the homie. It's your boy, Dank Sinatra, and you already know that boy, Khalifa.
DBK.
You know what I'm saying? We in here. And we got the homie, man. Worst News, man. He took his 5 minutes out of his busy schedule to come through and chop it up with us.
A little something for my player partners.
Yes, sir. Newsy. Yes, sir.
Newsy, what's the deal?
What's up, Khalifa? What's up? What's up, bro?
Man, you already know we outside working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know that. Y'all be outside. You talking about me to be outside. Nah, you be seeing me. I be seeing y'all. Y'all be everywhere.
We be trying to calm down, though. We got to get more to the content. That's why we doing shit like this. Well, let's get into this interview section, man. So for the people that don't know, who is Worst News? And, you know, let them know about your background, where you grew up at.
Man, I'm from Rialto, California, originally. You feel me? From Sycamore, the Sycamore Division, all through Rialto, though. That's where we know, you feel me? Storytelling. That's what I bring. When it comes to the music. So, you know, just giving you a story about somebody from Rialto.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Rialto, a lot of people don't really know about Rialto. So if you had to describe Rialto to people that don't know about it, how would you tell them about the toe?
It looked good, but it get treacherous and tricky.
That's for real.
You know, like people from like anything east, they be like, nah, it's not like, you know, they go for Riverside, Mobile, San Bernardino, Rialto, any of those cities. Like, when they start coming this way, they be like, nah, man, it's a good place to live. You know, and then they get here, then they be like, I didn't know it was like that here. It looked good, but this ain't Mayberry. You know? You know, like everybody think, like just because it's not over here, it's anything. Like some people think everything in Southern Cal is L.A. So they be like outside of L.A., they be like it ain't the same, and that ain't shit. That ain't true. People migrate.
The culture is somewhat the same and somewhat different at the same time.
Right.
You know, one thing that the IE did is it showed me that Bloods and Crips could get along. In the city, you know what I'm saying, you don't got niggas color banging like they used to. But growing up, anything LA, it was like Blood or Crip, non-associates. Like, they couldn't affiliate with each other. In the IE, niggas, it don't care about the rag. It's about the money. It's about the respect. It's about how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to operate with a different set of rules out here. Versus just like a jurisdiction per se in LA.
Well, it's some areas it still be tricky. Like where I'm from, we don't do a lot of people. They don't like and you know, and we embody that and we used to that. So I rather if we gonna be the most hated, like fuck it, at least I'm gonna look good while I do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so but at the same token, like, I get where you're coming from. Like, some you do got that in some portions, and then some other parts it's still just like the city. Like, nah, we're not doing that. This is what we're doing over here. Like, yeah, we're not fucking with none of them. Like, yeah, sir. Not, oh, yeah, we're not doing that. So, you know, you do got a point with that, but some people still follow the old, you know, the old ways, and some people don't like that.
Mm-hmm. So the rap scene is... What made you get into rapping? Like, are you part of like a crew or something? What made you start rapping?
Man, I've been doing it for a while, and you know, I was just good at it, and people was telling me like, "Hey, man, you should really fuck with the music shit. You're really good at that." And you know, I was more so in the streets, like, "Yeah, I think about it." Then I was like, "All right, man. People keep telling me I'm good at it. Let me start, you know, doing my thing more." And I start doing it more and more, and I got better and better at it to the point where it's like, man, this shit easy for me. And it's like, it ain't nothing that I'm making up as I go. Like, I ain't gotta watch a movie or none of that to understand. You feel me? To come up with concepts for songs. Like, I hear the beat, oh, it's coming.
Yes, sir. So,
okay. Let me ask you something about the music, though. You say you've been doing music for a long time. You know, we know each other previous situations, music videos, previous colleagues and different people that we know from each other. So
right.
I don't know how long exactly you've been doing music and when exactly did you start, like, distributing to, like, all platforms? When did you actually start making money on your music?
I started doing this back in, like, I've been rapping for a long time, playing with it, but taking it serious since, like, 2010. So okay. I've been taking it, like, kind of serious since, like, 2010. 2018, I put out my first EP, which was for Forever Sycamore.
Sycamore 1, right?
Yep, that was the first one.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, I got into some legal trouble later on in 2018. So in 2019, I had to go sit down. And then I came back in 2020. And when I got out, I dropped a mixtape called Bad Guy Music. And then from there, I just started dropping songs like Mars Shit, Play That, King Kong Bad Guy Bullshit with Drag, a couple joints for Critta. I just been just going. And then at the beginning of this year, I fired off with some more. I dropped another EP. From that EP, I gave you some more music for you to listen to and digest. And for me, it's not about the quantity. Like, I'm cool with giving you 7 songs a year, but as long as I'm 7 songs, you'd be like, "Hey, that shit hot. Turn that on." Like, when I smoke, I listen to this. Like, but at the same token, my music is like a puzzle. So it's like John Wick. If you ain't watched John Wick number 1, then you ain't gonna understand nothing going on in John Wick 3 or 4. So for you to understand Pain in Me, you gotta listen to Forever Sycamore. For you to understand Forever Sycamore 2, you gotta listen to the first Forever Sycamore, the whole project. Not just the song, you gotta listen to the entire project.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like your style, you're more of a like a lyrical storyteller, you know, like you mentioned earlier. Typically coming out of Rialto, they got more of that ratchet gangster sound. So what made you differentiate your sound from, you know, everything else coming out the city?
You want to stand out, not blend in. Like, I was taught that early. Like, I don't want to blend in. Like, what's the most common thing that West Coast artists do now? Like, a lot of them gangbang in their music. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm a member, and if you know me, when you're a member and you're in the streets, they'll know you. So it's like, I don't need to jump on every song and tell you where I'm from. So I'd rather tell you about the shit I've seen, the shit we've been through, the struggles of a motherfucker in the streets, and it's relatable to a motherfucker in New York. Hell, I got people who listen to me in Canada and Korea. Like, it's the storyteller, and I want you to visualize. So I'd rather paint a picture with my words. So as you riding, as you sitting there listening, or whatever the case may be, wherever you at, you can be like, "Damn, I see that. I visualize that." So for me, it was more so like, I don't want to sound like them. And then I'm competitive. So back in the day, like when I was younger, you know, the East Coast was like, the West Coast niggas can't rap. All they do is talk about gangbanging. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm going to talk about this street shit in a different way and be more articulate with it and actually paint a picture for you. So when you hear Strap to Die, you'd be like, man, Tyrone went out crazy. And then when you hear that it's a cold, cold world, you'd be like, shit.
So that actually leads me to my next question. So what was the inspiration behind that single, Cold, Cold World? Because you've been pushing that. I like your Instagram marketing. You know what I'm saying? What was the inspiration behind the song?
It was the line that I used to Strap to Die. That's what I'm saying. Like, everything, it go back to Forever Sycamore. So on that song, right before I go into the first verse, I got it, the beat break down, and I be like, it's a cold, cold world, cold, cold world. And then I go into talking about the streets and what's going on and why I'm strapped and all that and elaborating. And a lot of people love that line. So every time I would see people, they'd be like, hey, it's a cold, cold world, cold, cold world. So I was like, all right, I gotta do something with that. And so people was asking me, like, hey, man, you know my favorite line is Strapped to Die? And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, it's a cold, cold world, cold, cold world. So after you hear it so many times, you're like, hey, I'm gonna do something with it. And so I'm already, like, on the Newsy Baby project that I'm working on now, you're gonna get Strapped to Die too. So on my EP, I gave you Cold, Cold World.
Yes, sir. That's crazy, though, how that all tied together.
Hey, right, so because it's...
My boy said that he liked your marketing strategies and how you got your page and stuff. Like, I be seeing you, too, you feel me? And I just wanted to know, and I heard you say that you got fans in Korea and all that stuff. Let the people that's inspired by you know that be watching the show, let them know how important it is to stay consistent and have different marketing strategies. And what's one of the tools that you use to actually market your music?
Well, I mean, first off, make your music believable. You know, like, you can't market some shit that's not believable. Like, a lot of these dudes be trying to market something that they really not. And with Cold, Cold World, it's like, think about a scenario that's cold, cold. That's fucked up. You be like, sheesh, that's a cold, cold world. You know, like a motherfucker, a truck tip over on the freeway, slam into like four different cars, cold, cold world. You on the way to work, you hydroplane, you crash, cold, cold world. Somebody that you know go to court for child support, they lose, she take it off, it's a cold, cold world. So when I made up the song and when I write the songs, I be like, I want something to be catchy. So it was catchy. Like, everybody like it. And it's so easy for everybody to grasp. But you gotta be you gotta stay consistent with what you're doing. Like, you gotta make it, if you're gonna market it well. Like, you can't do what everybody else doing. You gotta do what works for you. And that's the biggest thing. That's my biggest thing when I'm marketing Cold, Cold World. Or even Man Down. Like, when I made Man Down, I did not think that I'd be seeing so many people get knocked out, so many people falling out, and all the things that I see now. So it's so easy, and people they send them to me. Like, I might have a pilot or two, and they soon as they see something funny, oh man, or that, or you might get slapped. Take that. I did the Take That joint, so then they might send one for Take That, and they'll tell me, like, I use that for Take That. So it's really like, the songs is, you got to find something catchy. You got to have something catchy, but you got to still be you, in a sense. Like, don't do what everybody else did. Like, everybody else for a minute was doing trends where they was, they do the rap challenges. Mm-hmm. Khalifa, have you noticed I never do no rap challenges?
Yeah.
It's a marketing scheme, and I know the business. So it's like, all right, I do your challenge. As somebody that's never heard your song, they're gonna go and want to hear the original song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You feel me? So I know the business. So for me, it's like, man, I'd rather just do more, some more content or post some more videos. Like, all right, how many videos can I find if something cold happened?
A million.
So that's it's so easy for me to come across that. And it just fall in my lap to the point where I'd be like, damn, this shit easy. Like sometimes I sit back and I really be like, this is easy. Like, man, damn. Easy, like Canada went crazy when they seen that. I posted the girls in Popeyes fighting. Mm-hmm. Somebody went and politicked on me, and they made me take it down. And it was doing numbers. It was doing numbers. Canada was tapping in. Australia was tapping in. Russia already got a couple of producers from Russia and Germany. They be tapping in. But it was doing crazy, and it's like, man down, easy.
So all of this is from you. You doing all of this? This is all from you. Are you independent, or is this like a label situation? Any labels you affiliated with? So you straight independent,
and I run my own label, Heartless Music Group.
So are you looking to like add talent to that? As far as like your label
group? I got an artist right now. He do his thing. I post him. Jay Pay, that's my guy. He do his thing. You feel me? I'll post some more stuff on my page so y'all can get a look at him. For me, I'm more looking for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I know once you've been in it, I know what the worth is.
So why just a distribution deal over like a complete label deal?
I'll take that too. Either or, a label deal or a distribution. Label deal is more beneficial.
Yeah, but an artist deal, that's out, huh?
Nah, that's out. Nah, like you want me to give you like shit? What they giving? What they taking? They taking 80%. They taking more than that. They taking like 92%.
But that's why everything. That's why you got to have your label established before you go to the table. Into the negotiation table, everything's about leverage. You got to have, you know what I'm saying, that digital footprint already established. You got to have your business right, you know, right. for them to be able to give you that deal as a label, you know, or as an establishment versus an artist. And a lot of artists scream labels, but technically they ain't no labels. They just throwing up music on DistroKid. So you really got to have your business right. So that when it's time to really do business, you know what I'm saying, you can handle it accordingly versus scrambling to get your shit together once it's already too late. You know what I'm saying? Right. Deals already on the table.
And to elaborate on that, what he mean is like, you got to wear, as an artist, entrepreneur, a businessman, you got to wear different hats in this industry. You dig what I'm saying? Like everything you do, I already see what you do. You'd make your own graphic designs. You got your own clothing line. You're dropping your own music. So what you can do, and you got your own artist. I don't know who making his graphic designs, but what you can do is build the value up on what you're doing and then present that to a label. Like, nigga, I need a label deal because I do all this, that and other. I'm wearing, I am a label. You dig? So that's just what it is. That's how I rock. I rock like I'm my own label. The winning team, everything. I'm my own label.
No, that's facts, and that's how I move too. As you gotta move that way, you can't. This is what I learned. I can go get a loan from the bank, right? A record deal ain't nothing but a loan. You gotta pay that back, and they want interest. And if you don't do what they expected, they'll give you a whole nother loan for more money to put you in a whole leave alone. I'd rather just go give me a loan from the bank and pay them back however much I want to a month. And deal with that shit the rest of my life over me giving you everything when shit don't go the way it's supposed to.
Right.
And that's facts. So
that's
like, if it's a loan, then why don't I leverage my own credit, get my own loan, and do all the marketing and advertising my damn self, and then I keep complete ownership, and I don't have to deal. Why go the label route then if you could run it up yourself? If it's just a loan, then what's the point of being I think it's the machine. I think a lot of times we in this clout era where everything is about clout. And I think a lot of people mm-hmm. do the label shit, not necessarily for the money or for what the label could do for them, but more for the clout. Oh, if they see me with these people, if they see me out here, you know what I'm saying? But that's one thing that they don't understand is if they just get themselves a PR, then they can still do the same thing and be in the same rooms and get in these places. So my next question is, what does a PR do for an artist? Because, you know, we know your publicist, you know what I'm saying? So what does having a PR do for you?
It get me where it get me seen. It does it get me in the room with people I need to be in the room with. I get and but it's a stepping stone. She that helps get me to where I need to be, but then I still got to do the work when I get there. I can't just be in the, like you said, you can't just be around and taking pictures. You got to actually be talking to them. You got to be actually trying to make something happen, you know? So it's the PR is it's good for getting you in rooms, but you still need to do the work, period.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I think that that's one thing that the West Coast as a whole is missing. And this is why we did something called Media Day. We're going to have to run it back because we brought all the media outlets together and did one event because before that, the media outlets didn't even know each other. Now we go out and it's, oh, what up? What up? Hey, hey, hey. Now the publicists have access to all these different media outlets that they didn't know because it was like, hey, we got to create this infrastructure. And it starts with the media. There's no reason why people aren't on a podcast tour when I know 15 podcasters. Right. You know what I'm saying? But these artists, they don't see the value in the podcast. So we'll hit them up to come on some shit like this, and they'll be like, oh, nah, I'm good. But they not knowing that this is going to go on YouTube. This is going to go with all the keywords posted. This is going to go into a blog post. And when somebody Googles worst news, this is going to be a part of your digital footprint.
Yes, sir.
You know what's the problem that I notice? It be the work. Like a lot of people think that this shit come easy. Like I told you, I've been doing music for, what, 13 years? Seriously. Doing it for 13 years, and the last three, because I've been out three, because I, like I said, I had to go sit down. So for the last three, I've been doing my thing. For the last maybe 5 months, almost 6 months, I've been having a publicist doing my thing, but it still come with the work. And you feel me? I be seeing you, like you said, y'all be seeing me outside a lot. I be seeing y'all a lot. Like that's helping me get into you know places. And then now people want to know who is Worst News. Let's go check out his music. And then when it take you to that, then you be like, damn, it kind of dope. Let's see if it and it's quality and it's consistent. You feel me? So it's important, bro. It's imperative.
So last question for me before we move on, man. So what's next for Worst News in 2023? What you got for us?
I plan on dropping a project, Newsy Baby, sometime in like August, if not August, early September. And then, you know, throughout the year, more visuals. I may be doing a couple shows, maybe a movie or something that's in the works. And yeah, come harder. I'm gonna keep coming hard. Yes, y'all go keep seeing me outside.
you gonna keep seeing us outside too, though.
Outside, man, y'all be everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, let's get to this review, man. So I was listening to this earlier, and this is a freestyle on that. What is that? That Fab and Jadakiss, that family reunion?
Nah, this what is it?
Well, the soul food. It's the soul food beat.
Soul food, yeah. Soul food joint.
They don't even know.
I heard that. I was like, I gotta go.
When I heard you rapping on this, I'm like, what is a nigga from West Coast, Rialto, doing on this East Coast rap shit? You know what I'm saying? They don't expect that. especially coming from you, coming out of Rialto. Well, let's check right. this out, man. Let's check this out. Worst news. Food for thought.
Let's go.
Bad guy music, baby.
Bad guy. See TMG shot there.
We still here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just beyond the fuckery. Beyond the fuckery.
These are unique.
That's supposed to be your man, but he told on you. Said he got nothing but love, and then they fold on you. Hold your head, we got your back, we gonna be strong for you. My brother's keeper, we gonna take care of home for you. The lifestyle of a thug nigga, the risk you take when you decide you can trust niggas. The streets embrace you, hell nah, it don't love niggas. Your freaks give me bought for cheap, they offer dough, nigga. Young black man, it's hard to be optimistic.
When the why y'all choose the cemetery for the shot?
Blue and black crime, do you know what that sentence is? A not guilty verdict with a million witnesses. Damn, am I tripping or is it just me? Niggas went from trapping to being
I wanted something to make y'all to be like, it's food for thought. What better place to think about like some real deep shit with them walking through the cemetery?
Hollow niggas make you disappear, but to disrespect, nigga, yeah, you get the pair. An apple or this, keep it back to way, but you get the pair. Youngest thuggin', what you know about this lifestyle? Tattoos from the losses nigga took because it's lifestyle. They don't understand my pain, yeah, I hardly smell. It's for my niggas in the crowd, I know you looking down.
Time bomb.
That nigga got a story to tell. Man.
Six shots.
I love this beat, man. Great, great selection.
Oh, biscuit.
Yeah, I'm very picky. Biscuit. It picked me. I didn't pick the beat. It picked me. Hey, when I heard Jada and Fab on this, I was like, "Hey, replay this." Replayed it. I was like, "Yeah, I got to do something with that."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So before we get up out of here, we're gonna get to DBK. He got 10 rapid fire questions. DBK, let's get it.
You already know that boy Khalifa, the winning team. This is 10 the rapid fire questions that I think your fans and the people would like to know about you. Worst news, where did you get that name from?
Streets, the homies.
And this just straight like that, though. Like,
straight like that.
That nigga worser than bad news.
Yeah. That's actually, that's what it started out as. It started out at news and then it just went to worse.
Oh, shit. You started off as bad news. Now you was like,
little bad news. Yeah, you graduated and you went to worse.
For sure.
Like, yeah, like when people hear motherfuckers call me that, they be like, ain't really calling you worse. Like, that's really his name. Like, yeah, that's the worst. Hell no.
For sure. Second question. What inspired the project Trench Work?
Well, actually, I wanted to put out Forever Sycamore 2, but I felt like it wasn't time yet. It still needs some work. You feel me, before we get there. And I wanted to give y'all, like, I'm telling a story. So before we get to part two of the original, I feel like it's other pieces that y'all should see. And y'all needed to see the trenches side. So that's where you get the man down, the cold world, the years, the different tune for the ladies. Like, that's where you get that from. Like, I wanted y'all to see the trenches.
That's what's up. You got the vibe of like between Young Buck and Lloyd Banks. That shit hard though. Mm. Question number three. How do you feel about being in the media press? I see you outside getting these images and shit. My nigga popping. So how you feel about that now?
It'd be crazy. When I get them, sometimes I'll be like, sheesh, we was looking kind of lit. You know, sometimes I still can't believe it because then people get to calling me and shit like, hey, is that you in the picture with such and such? And I'll be like, yeah, that's me. So sometimes it'd be crazy. You know, it's something to get used to. Something I'm not used to. I'm regular. Khalifa, you know me. I'm a regular type of nigga.
Yeah, for For sure. Shit, not no more, nigga. We outside. Going up. So, like my boy Dank said earlier, we know your PR, and that's the home girl. Shout out to Tiffany Chanel. I just want to know, who is she to you, and how does she make a good addition to your team?
That's my publicist, Tiffany Chanel. That's my publicist right now. You know, she's that's like my point guard right now. She run a point. Like she take care of business. She don't slack. She don't take no BS from me. She be on my bumper. You know, I am still rough around the edges. So sometimes I be wanting to come dressed like I'm rough around the edges, and she be having to be like, "No, we're not doing that. Come dressed like you got some common sense." I think the first time I went out, I had like a Ben Davis and some Levi's, looking like a Crip. She was like, "Nigga, no, you didn't come in here dressed like that." Like, yeah, what's wrong with this? She like, "Hell nah. Not again."
Yeah, man. I already know she tough, man. She handle business. Great person. That's what's up, though. Right. That's what's up. Next question, number 5. Coming from the Inland Empire, Rialto City, how are you different from the other artists coming out of there? You know, I ain't gonna name her, but it's about you. So how are you different? How are you coming to the scene?
How am I different? We giving you some storytelling, and we painting pictures with these words. And it's, and if you know me, it's me. If you don't, you'll learn to know me that this is me. No movies.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Number 6. If you have some artists that's looking up to you, what's some advice you could give upcoming artists that's inspired by you today?
Be yourself. Don't worry about what Ricky Bobby doing. Worry about what you got going. Because what's going on, what's good for him, it might not be good for you.
That's a great answer. Great answer. That's what I'm talking about. Be yourself, man. That's what you got to do coming up. Number 7. What's the upcoming project or show your fans should be on the lookout for?
The Red Eye.
Oh, Red Eye Fest, August, right? August.
Yeah, they still working out the details, but yeah, man, I'm gonna come show out this year. Oh.
Yes, sir. Question number 8. How do you balance? I know you be working and shit. I be seeing your Instagram posts. You be telling niggas to get up on Monday. Get they money. It's crazy. So I just want to know, how do you balance out your day job with the industry?
Oh man, we working all day. I be at work at like, so I'm an operator. I do digital testing on like medical and industrial cylinders. So them oxygen tanks, y'all be seeing them, the big ones back at truck, yeah, I tested those to make sure they was able to go back in the workforce. You feel me? So I do that. So you feel me? On a break time, I'm in my phone. You feel me? If something come through while I'm working and it's important, I see it. Oh, I'm on top of it. Mandatory. You know, my publicist, she stay hit me while I'm at work with something. I gotta handle that real fast like that. Work funds my career. I got, yes, like, sir. You feel me? Like, so sometimes I get off of work and I go straight to work, and then I got to leave that job and go straight to the other job at early in the morning. So these events y'all be seeing me at, where y'all be like, yeah, he ducked on his own. Like, yeah, because I got to go to work.
Facts. That's how you do it. Handling the business, man. Y'all heard that? Work funds right. His career, man. Invest in yourself, man. Stop playing. Let's go.
Right.
So question number 9. What's an artist? What artist would you rather collab with, or would you most likely collab with coming up? BG Perico or Zoe Osama?
Zoe.
My boy Zoe.
Yeah, you know, G Perico, that's my guy. You feel me? You know, Gangsta Love. You know, shout out to the G homie for Broadway. But
yes, sir, popping.
Yeah, let's go. It's close. It's closer to home, so you know we can make something happen.
Already know, yes, sir. It's in the circle. Let's get
that
it.
That part. That part right there.
Last question, but not least, number 10, y'all. What's your ultimate goal you want to accomplish this year?
What's my ultimate goal? I want to wake up and have the whole world like, who the fuck is worse than this?
Wait, say that again?
I want to wake up and yeah, some of y'all favorite artists. It's like, yeah, man, I'm listening to this nigga Worst News, man. If you ain't know that Worst News, man, go get it. And I want the rest of the world to be like, who the fuck is Worst News? Like, I can't wait for that moment. That's what I'm striving for. For y'all to wake up and be like, who the fuck is Worst News? And once you hear that, we there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That was a different answer. I was not expecting that answer. That's dope. He's trying to be the biggest on the radio. Everywhere, y'all already know what the fuck going on.
I want a motherfucker to wake up and be like, hey, 50 just said I'm listening to Worst News, and that nigga cold world.
Oh god,
like that, cold that's world. Some cold, you feel cold, me? Cold can world. You imagine that nigga? Exactly, just like that. Or anything for the I want a nigga to wake up and be like, hey, man, they said this nigga sound like me, man. I don't know, man. The nigga said Coco World, man. We might got to go get the nigga.
Mm-hmm. At first, that Coco World going to be on power soon, y'all. Stars, 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, crazy. Sir.
Now, we got a lot of like that.
All right, well, before we get up out of here, man, just tell everybody, you know, where they can find you. You know, shout out your people, your team. And tell everybody where they could find that Coco World and your latest projects on all platforms.
Oh, man. Shout out to my team, my sis, Tiffany Chanel. Shout out, you know, Cammy. Shout out my team, Big Brother Ebru. You know, shout out Newsy One. Shout out TFG. Shout out Beloved. Shout out Sir. Shout out Mac Meezy. Shout out Sir. Charlie Mack, my nigga Critter, my Goompas, all my Rialto Goompas, my Padres, and the rest of the team, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you already know what it is with us, man. It's your boy, Dank Sinatra. You already know, politics and broadcasting. We outside getting to it. One thing we moving more towards is production. We're going to be producing more shit, coming out with more long-form content. And we're going to start giving y'all the hood movies, the hood classics. Y'all remember No Limit? Used to give y'all the hood classics? Well, we got Tubi, man, a perfect platform for it. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised if we get my nigga Worst News for being a cameo on one of our films or shorts coming up.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm with all that. I'm with you all that. Call me.
So we're going to get to it, man. So this was another one. That's your host, Dank Sinatra. You already know my co-host, that boy Khalifa. And you already know Worst News, man. Worst News got that cold world out, man. Go check that out.
Cold world. All platforms, Worst News.
Yes, sir. Now, I don't know what y'all niggas going to do with y'all life, but I'm going to get to it, man. Politicking per usual. We getting it. Yeah.